Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back. Mr. Mark Knopfler on lead guitar. Pretty hot picker there. 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. There is no other. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. Debbie is the co-CEO, co-founder of Housewares America, Inc., the purveyor of DebbieMeyer.com. I encourage you to check that out. She is one of the great inventors of our time because she invented the cake cutter. And also, ladies, you prefer the green bags. I know you love those things. You see her on HSN all the time. Hey, Debbie, thanks again for staying with us. When you think about the new year coming up, one of the first things that always comes to mind, and in the next few weeks, my Brain Trust members will start asking them, all right, what's on your mind this time? And they'll say, well, I want to talk about New Year's resolutions.
And, right.
And so you have a different take on resolutions, don't you?
I do indeed. I don't like resolutions. To me, resolutions are telling myself you did something that you want to do better. You want to do differently. You want to change. You did it wrong.
And it's almost admitting that you made a mistake, isn't it? Which you and I just can't stand, can we?
It's an anathema in my life to admit I made a mistake. But you know what? I figure rather than wasting the time and energy on a resolution, do whatever it is now. You have a resolution to write a better business plan. Write it now. Do whatever you do better now. Do it. You know, what are you waiting for? I constantly think that resolutions are an excuse to wait to do something. Mm-hmm. You've got this. Why do I want to go into New Year's Eve with this arm's length list of problems that I think I have to? Now I got to manage.
I never have thought
hanging
about
over my head.
I never had thought about why I don't do resolutions until now. And now I realize that I'm like you.
Yep. I want to wrap up the year happy.
That's not to say, Debbie, that's not to say that I get it all done and that I'm always...
Oh, of course not.
You know, that's not to say that at all. It's just that if it isn't done by January 1st, it isn't because I was waiting on the New Year resolution to make a resolution about it. It's just that it wasn't ready. Here's my point.
Yeah.
Why don't I make July resolutions?
Right. And, I make a resolution every day,
guess
then.
But guess what? We do. You and I do.
Yep.
Right?
We do. We do it every day, though.
Business owners have to do this, don't they?
Of course. We have plans. We have things we have to tweak all the time. But we're not always being reactive. We're being proactive. And that's the difference.
Right.
To me, a resolution is a reaction to something that's already happened. If I want to eat better, I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to write a business plan, all those things are reacting to something that's already happening. I want to make sure the catalyst for the thing that I want to happen is a positive one, not something that waits for something wrong.
I knew a person one time who was going to have the gastro bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And the person was telling me about all the things that they were going to have to do after the surgery. Mostly not eat very much, right?
Right.
And I said to that person, well, let me ask you a question. What if you did all that first? What if you ate like that after the surgery? What if you started eating like that right now?
Right.
And that person said, well, I guess if I did it long enough, I wouldn't have to have the surgery.
Duh.
Now, I wasn't being mean to that person. I just thought that was a logical question. If I've got that regimen on the other end, and so the point about a business situation, you know, if you don't get it done, it's going to create problems that you're going to have to deal with.
That's right.
Which is going to be a lot of work. So why not do the work now and do it right the first time?
I think you're burning daylight when all you do is think about what ifs. What if this doesn't work? What if this and what if I have to change this and all that? And then it paralyzes you when you have too many projects that you're not getting done, when you have too many things to think about.
Because you can't finish a project.
You can't finish them when you're paralyzed. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are truly paralyzed by fear.
Do you think it's afraid to declare, all right, this is finished,
I'm done,
I'm calling this a product right here.
Yeah.
And then somebody says, a week later, a month later, we find out it's not perfect.
Well.
So what?
That's so what?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's life, and not everything goes according to what you would like it to be. And we have, and as entrepreneurs, what is the wonderful thing about being an entrepreneur? Being able to turn on a dime, mm-hmm. think faster, move with the market, do what you have to do. So, but that's not being. That's to me. That's not being reactive all the time.
How about
that
this?
Is being on top of your game.
How about this, Debbie? You and I need to get a project done. We want to finish it this week,
mm-hmm.
and we say, okay, by Friday. We're going to make this as excellent as it can be.
Right.
What do we have to do between now and Friday to make it excellent, not perfect, but excellent, so that by Friday we put a bow on this puppy and call it a product? What's wrong with that?
There is nothing wrong with that.
And
you've got to know what your objective is.
And commit to it.
Point.
And commit to it and say, guys, this is not going to be an unproduct. It's not going to not be a product on Monday. It's going to be a product on Friday. What do we have to do to make it excellent, not perfect? Not perfect.
And but there's the big thing. You just said by Friday, that's your objective.
Yeah.
So many people have projects without objectives.
Yeah.
There has to be an end game that mm-hmm. you can see.
It has
to end up with a deadline. And mm-hmm. and listen, I know even from when I was in college, and when I had a deadline, I worked better.
Give myself deadlines.
Yeah. Oh, I do all.
You got to be able to do that, folks. If you can't give yourself a deadline, and if you aren't true to your deadlines.
Yep.
You're not going to survive as a small business owner.
So true.
DebbieMeyer.com, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Check it out, folks. Look, watch for her on HSN, selling her cake cutters and occasionally the green bag. Right back after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. And through it all down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.